The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Iran and North Korea are literally testing the waters. After announcing that the U.S. and South Korea were preparing a 5-day joint exercise called Vigilant Ace from December 4th through the 8th with thousands of military personnel and more than 230 aircraft, North Korea fired yet another ballistic missile eastward from the vicinity of Pyongsong at dawn today, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said.
As you probably have heard, and some of you have reported, a missile was launched a little while ago from North Korea. I will only tell you that we will take care of it. We have General Mattis in the room with us, and we've had a long discussion on it. It is a situation that we will handle.
A little over 2.5 hours ago, North Korea launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. It went higher, frankly, than any previous shot they've taken. It's a research and development effort on their part to continue building ballistic missiles that could threaten everywhere in the world, basically. And in response, the South Koreans have fired some pinpoint missiles out into the water to make certain North Korea understands that they could be taken under fire by our ally. But the bottom line is it's a continued effort to build a threat, a ballistic missile threat that endangers world peace, regional peace, and certainly the United States.
Thank you, General. And we will take care of that situation. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
Japan also confirmed the launch and said the projectile fell into the waters of the Sea of Japan, the country's exclusive economic zone. Pyongyang's last missile launch was more than 2 months prior on September 15th. The 74-day pause was the longest seen in 2017, which has produced 20 missile tests in total. North Korea may announce completion of its nuclear weapons program in 2018, and South Korea has announced an urgent precision strike missile test in response to the North Korean launch, according to the Yonhap news agency. Meanwhile, North Korea's ally, Iran, announced that their navy will enter the Gulf of Mexico on a voyage to meet with Latin American ally Venezuela, a threat Iran has been making since 2014 after U.S. warships entered the Persian Gulf. Recently, the deputy head of Iran's Revolutionary Guards warned that it may increase the range of missiles to over 2,000 kilometers, enough to strike Europe. Brigadier General Hossein Salami said, "If we have kept the range of our missiles to 2,000 kilometers, it's not due to lack of technology. We are following a strategic doctrine. So far, we have felt that Europe is not a threat, so we did not increase the range of our missiles. But if Europe wants to turn into a threat, we will increase the range of our missiles." This according to the Fars news agency. Of course, Europe can blame former President Barack Obama for scrapping the missile defense shield back in 2009 that was under development with Poland and the Czech Republic, not to mention unfreezing $100 billion in sanctions against Iran and then sending a plane with $400 million to Iran as down payment on what has inevitably become an investment into World War III.
We announced these payments in January, many months ago. There wasn't a secret. We announced them to all of you. Iran had pressed a claim before an international tribunal about them recovering money of theirs that we had frozen, that as a consequence of its working its way through the international tribunal, it was the assessment of our lawyers that we were now at a point where there was significant litigation risk and we could end up costing ourselves billions of dollars. It was their advice and suggestion that we settle.
John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
So much. Breakthrough, and that puts the United States within range of its nuclear weapons. Again, that's North Korea launching a weapon, lands outside of Japan in the sea. They now say they can hit the U.S. mainland. Trump addresses this. We'll be right back with more.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Welcome into the War Room. It is Wednesday, November 29th, 2017. I'm your host, Owen Troyer. Normally, my co-host, Roger Stone, would be joining us right now as usual on a Wednesday, but he says big news developing out of the White House, so he's got to get his ear to the ground and get all the intel on that. So he has actually stepped away from his co-host duties for now to get all the breaking information. Be sure to stay tuned as we will give updates as the show goes on. And I'm sure Roger will be making sure we are updated as well at InfoWars.com. Of course, you can't follow Roger on Twitter because he got censored by the Nazis over there because they didn't agree with his free speech. Now, there's a lot of news about that. Free speech, net neutrality. Does the government have the right to go into your cell phone? I'm going to have news on all that. We've got videos. Matt Lauer is now fired from NBC, another leftist. So it is, not to politicize this. See, here's the thing. They politicized the issue first. It was the Democrats and the liberals and the leftists that politicized. They're all about women. They're all about gender equality. They're all about protecting and standing up for women and women. So they are the ones that politicize this. So for us to come on the back end and say, hey, look, with everything that's come after Weinstein Gate, 90% of it is leftists, liberals, Democrats. That's not me here politicizing the issue. That's me putting a mirror up to them saying, you politicize the issue. You're a fraud. And then you've got, Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer interviewing Bill Clinton and Kevin Spacey interviewing each other. They're all hanging out together. I mean, it's like, what is the, is this the cult? Is this the cult that we're looking at here? So we've got all that going on. You've got Project Veritas. I mean, how has Project Veritas not pretty much just ended the Washington Post, the New York Times, and CNN? I mean, think about that. What Project Veritas has exposed that's going on at CNN or YouTube even, but the Washington Post and the New York Times, how are they not on full blast? How are they not being fully excoriated by every other media outlet out there and the American public? And you know what? Yes. How about the government? Government wants to get involved in everything else. Government wants to have its nose in everything else. Wants net neutrality, but you have these massive media operations lying all day long, making things up consciously to deceive their audience. Interesting, but somehow it still goes on. The circus does go on. Amazing. So the circus ends, but no, the circus actually goes on. So we'll have all of that. We've got the videos as well. Trump is basically, at this point, controlling the mainstream media like puppets. I mean, I know that that's been the meme. I know that that's been the cartoon.
it's actually reached full throttle. Where it's like Trump wakes up in the morning, sips on a glass of tea with Kermit the Frog, and then decides how the news is going to go that day. I think I'm going to make Elizabeth Warren in the news today. Let's hit Elizabeth Warren today. Let's call her Pocahontas. Bing. Happens. Trump retweets videos of these Muslims. I don't even know how to describe it. And I'm not even sure. The one video is of a Muslim migrant destroying the statue of Mary. And I'm not sure, because I've seen this video before. At least I thought it was the same video. We're going to watch it again. Maybe it's a different video. Maybe this is happening in more than one place. Wouldn't surprise me. But Trump tweets that out, fully triggers all of the liberals. Now, of course, Trump is, he actually literally just finished giving a speech in my home state of Missouri. That just concluded. But he arrived in Missouri today. He greeted the people. He was greeting them at the airport. It was a nice scene, good scene today. So we're going to have that. Ajit Pai was on Kennedy last night. And you know what? I just got to say something in this information war that we are engaged in here. For years, I think that for the most part, InfoWars, InfoWarriors, our audience has pretty much lumped Fox News in with MSNBC and CNN and then the rest of the ABCs, CBSs, NBCs, on and on and on. But I actually have to salute what Fox has done in the last year. Honestly. Because the programming you get from Fox News with Kennedy, with Lou Dobbs and Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham, these people are not out to get you. They're not out to lie to you. They're not out to deceive you. They really do care about this country. And it's actually encouraging to be able to tune into Fox News or Fox Business and actually get something out of it. Actually get some news, get some information, get some intel. Because you don't get that at all if you watch MSNBC or CNN. Literally, you'll get nothing. So it's just encouraging to see that. And I just think it's actually worth saying, because I'm going to play this clip of Ajit Pai on Fox Business last night with Kennedy, where he goes regularly. And Kennedy does a great job interviewing him. I mean, it's just great. It's encouraging. And Alex was talking about that today on the Alex Jones Show, how, you know, it's nice when for years you've been standing on the front lines of battle, firing your weapon, seemingly alone. It's like, okay, well, I'm the only one taking the hits. And then slowly but surely the reinforcements continue to show up. That's what it feels like when I'm watching Fox News. I'm seeing these interviews. I'm seeing Tucker Carlson. I'm seeing Ajit Pai. I mean, it's great stuff. So we're going to have all that, including all the stacks of news. I didn't think I'd be able to get to it all today, but then Roger had to abandon his co-host duties today to get the breaking information that's developing out of the White House. So again, Roger had to get the breaking information coming out of the White House. So he's got his ear to the ground on that. We'll be in touch with him. So we do have Ashton Witte joining me in the second hour. She'll be joining me to talk about what's developing over at Berkeley College, which is actually a couple things. It's quite maddening what's happening over at UC Berkeley. And then Rob Dew is going to be joining me also in the second hour to talk about a video he's found on the flu shot. And if you follow InfoWars, you know that Rob Dew always is getting fired up about vaccines and flu shots and how it's destroying our health, destroying our children. And it's a serious issue that shouldn't be partisan. It should be full on all the American people, my body, my choice. And before we go to break here in the first segment, and we'll come back with all the news, folks, we just finished our 34-hour special, and the crew around here is beat, and we still have a full week of broadcast to go, but they still come in here every day, work hard to get you all the clips, all the reports, all the videos, edit everything together, make sure we can get live. There's the great crew right there doing all kinds of stuff to make it special, and it's all because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a new product, the Real Red Pill. That's right, another new product. Seemingly, we come out with a new product every day. The Real Red Pill is the new product, and we bring it to you at an introductory price of 50% off. So not only do we bring you the groundbreaking products at InfoWarsStore.com, we also bring to you them at a very discounted rate and an introductory rate even of 50% off. And our goal here is that you will try the product and it will have a great benefit to you. You will see the benefits and you will enjoy the product and you'll want to get more. That's the whole point. We have faith in our products. That's why we give them to you at 50% off. That's why we fund ourselves independently off of these products. So we put our faith in you. We put our faith in the products. We put our name on that Alex Jones puts his name on, and we come out with new products every day. So that's the new product at 50% off. But the great products are also on sale. BrainForce 50% off. Survival Shield X2 50% off. Super Male Vitality 50% off. Knockout Sleep Aid 50% off. Silver Bullet 67% off. There is nothing better for a sore throat and a cough than Silver Bullet. I guarantee you that. It's 67% off. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. All the news on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Not content with an apology, alleged victims of Bill Clinton, Al Franken, John Conyers, Joe Barton, and others have scheduled a press conference this week in Washington, D.C. In a press release, the women say, "Our message is clear. Both Senator Franken and Congressman Conyers must resign now. And Congress must end taxpayer-funded payouts to harassment victims in an effort to silence their voices and complaints." One of the women is just the latest to come forward accusing former President Bill Clinton of sexual crimes. Leslie Milwee said she was very prepared to come forward and talk about her encounters with Bill Clinton in the 80s, but once the Monica Lewinsky story broke, she feared not only the media storm that would result, but also Hillary Clinton herself. Senator Franken is facing backlash for his lame attempt at an apology, while Congressman Conyers has stepped down as ranking member of House Judiciary Committee. So far, both lawmakers have refused to resign. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Infowars.com/show.
Project Veritas, well, they should have destroyed CNN and the New York Times already, and the Democrat Party, if you really want to get down to it. But somehow these entities still operate. Now it's the Washington Post. So the Washington Post gets privy that Project Veritas and James O'Keefe has the hook on them. They try to spin it and twist it and project it onto Project Veritas. They fail miserably. And then Project Veritas releases multiple videos. This, let's start with the most recent video. There's four of these videos. I probably won't be able to get to all of them, but let's start with the most recent video. Again, you've already had Project Veritas catching CNN admitting, what? That the Russian collusion story was fake. But now they have the Washington Post admitting it. Here is the latest from Project Veritas.
Our reporting has not taken us to a place where I would be able to say with any confidence that the result of it was going to be the president being guilty of in being in cahoots with the Russians. There's no evidence.
So this is Adam Intos from the Washington Post admitting that they know that there's nothing on Trump Russia.
Several months ago, the Washington Post applauded me personally in Project Veritas about one of our investigations, saying it, quote, validates his group and its controversial methods. But when we turned our cameras against them, the Washington Post cried foul. If we investigate one of their enemies, we're their friend. If we investigate one of their friends or them, we're their enemy. See, in the final analysis, it's really not about our methods or our techniques. Don't let them fool you with this talk about morality and ethics when it comes to undercover investigative journalism. This is about taking sides. And whose side?
No, the Washington Post begs for any women they can find in Alabama.
It's messy. It's difficult.
To throw
Roy
Moore under the bus. That's Washington Post for you.
In order not to be deceived. Because when you blindly report what people tell you, sometimes you tell people what's not true. But undercover journalism is extraordinarily effective. How effective? Ask the New York Times. Ask CNN. And today, ask the Washington Post. We focus on areas of profound importance. And nothing is more vital to the public interest than a responsible and reliable media, which has more power than the judicial, executive, and legislative branches combined. Politics is downstream from culture. Culture is downstream from data, the corporate media forces. Undercover work is the only way to expose dishonesty in these types of powerful institutions. The entire media
That's
establishment
exactly
is against
done.
Project Veritas for good reason. We're challenging their credibility, their veracity, and their monopoly. We are an existential threat to them. So with that, we take the challenge of exposing wrongdoers and the truth, and we take you to Adam Entos. He is an honest reporter who, when captured on our undercover camera, admits the Russia story? Maybe nothing at all.
But haven't you guys been like the main like paper
doing
on the Russia stuff?
We really haven't addressed. Our reporting has not taken us to a place where I would be able to say with any confidence that the result of it was going to be.
Just pause it right there, real quick. Just pause it real quick. I'm not sure how well this audio translates to the radio. This is Adam Entos at the Washington Post admitting that they have nothing on the Trump-Russia story. It is nothing. They have nothing. They just report on the nothing.
More than 50 stories about Russia. Yet Entos doesn't believe that his reporting has led to anything substantial.
So how do we get the president?
Well, I have no idea. And frankly, there may not be anything against the president. It may be just lower-level people who are compromised by this. I just don't know. It's very hard to tell. Maybe not. It could just be, lower-level people kind of being manipulated or manipulating. But it's very hard to...
And now he's even saying This is like the Don Jr. meeting. You know, the lower level people are being manipulated.
Speaks definitively about the Trump campaign's attempted collusion. Or this one, titled, "The Russia Investigation is Getting Serious, and President
Russian
Trump is feeling
scum.
The heat." And who
Russian
says,
scum.
Not so fast.
What's your, you know, secret arrangements where they're cooperating? We haven't seen anything that shows that. We've seen a lot of flirtation, if you will, between them, but nothing
flirtation.
That, in my opinion,
look at this guy.
Rank is,
look at this fake news wasp.
Just means we haven't found it yet. Or it may mean it doesn't exist.
Does it seem like we're getting warmer or cooler?
This is a quote. When it gets warm, it gets cold. They've got nothing. There is no Trump Russia.
We have no prediction whatsoever as to what would happen. And I do want the spot of the post on this. So.
You do what?
I do most of this for reporting of the post. Oh. So I honestly can tell you, I have no idea. That's true. We just try to figure it out.
In an August 29th editorial titled, "What More Proof of a Secret Russia Connection Do We Need?"
Look at
the
that.
Post quotes Representative Elijah
this shows
E. Cummings.
You how he manipulative
asks,
the Washington
Why,
Post
like so
is.
Many times before, are the American people forced to find out new details about the president's relationship with Russians from strong investigative reporting instead of from the president himself? Good question. Considering the Washington Post's strong investigative reporter calls the story a crapshoot.
If things happen, maybe it goes that way.
So here's the Washington Post admitting that they have nothing, the story's a nothing, it's a total crapshoot, they're basically conspiracy theorists, but then they attack us as conspiracy theorists even though everything we report on comes true. But do you see, this is the spin, I mean this is the 1984 doublethink.
The news pages engages in fact-finding, the editorial page does not. So why doesn't the editorial page reflect what the news people actually report? In this case, they don't. The editorial page is all about conjecture. The only explanation for the Post's mishandling of the Russia story is bias. A bias made blatantly clear by the paper's director of newsroom operations, Melissa McCullough.
Oh, wow, you just figured that out. These people run the Washington Post.
Yeah, he is a little self-centered.
Nitwits.
Only a little bit.
Living on a different planet, I think, but you know, whatever.
I mean, that's another looming question. How do nitwits like this even get these jobs?
We're not supposed to really talk about that.
Undercover journalism is hard. Ascribing motive to us is easy and lazy. We have hardworking journalists all across the country right now dedicated to finding corruption and shining a light on it. There are some things we can't talk about, some sources and methods we can't reveal. The mainstream media wants to destroy Project Veritas. Why? Because we hold them accountable. They see us as their enemy. Those who dwell within the media complex cannot abide us. It is not just their jobs they're worried about, it's
James
their power.
O'Keefe,
their power to acquire money,
a living
their power
legend.
To protect their friends and causes, their power over the elected and appointed, and their power...
So there you go. James O'Keefe, the living legend, Project Veritas, exposes another fake news operation. CNN, New York Times, now the Washington Post, completely buried by Project Veritas, going undercover. Journalism. Getting the story from the actual source, exposing the frauds.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullies. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. The Washington Post, or the Washington Compost. The crew here during the break was reminding me that back in, this was in March, the Washington Post had an employee get busted posing as an ICE agent. Now, I remember the story, but I'm trying to remember, I thought there was a motive, but I'm reading these and they're not reporting any motive. So I'm trying to figure out why a Washington Post employee is posing as a ICE agent. But regardless, now the Washington Post is upset that they get infiltrated by Project Veritas and totally exposed as fake news. So we played the latest video in the last segment. Now let's go to another video of Project Veritas exposing Washington Post, admitting they have a hidden agenda.
Democracy dies in darkness, right?
I feel like that, man, every time I hear that. Those are become like critical to the point where I'll read some of them and I'm like, like, I work with,
like, if Trump just disappeared tomorrow, our traffic would drop by 40%.
American problem.
Yeah, you know,
Washington
pause it real quick. Pause it real quick. Because you should get on Twitter. I don't even tweet anymore, but I got on Twitter today to tweet hashtag thank Trump. Let's make thank Trump go fully viral. Get on Twitter and hashtag thank Trump. Let's let him see this. Let's make this. Let's beat the algorithms on Twitter and make hashtag thank Trump go viral and get into the trends. But as you hear the Washington Post admit that basically they wouldn't have any readers anymore. They wouldn't even exist anymore if it wasn't for Trump. They ought to get on Twitter as well and hashtag thank Trump. In fact, every media should be thanking Trump. CNN should be thanking Trump. MSNBC should be thanking Trump. Those networks wouldn't know what to do with themselves right now if Trump didn't exist. Of course, Trump existing is driving them completely insane. But still, there's the Washington Post admitting that basically covering Trump is keeping their operation afloat. So let's go back to Project Veritas and James O'Keefe.
Today, the Washington Post is floundering. They're spending a ton of time and money trying to turn the tables on Project Veritas, talking about an imagined sting. But why are they so afraid? What are they so afraid of? What are they guarding against? Well, it turns out Project Veritas has done an undercover investigation.
These people are freaking out, man.
The Washington Post.
Telling you.
The motto of the Washington Post is democracy dies in darkness. We think democracy dies when the media has a very biased agenda they don't reveal to the public. Well, today, you're going to see and hear that agenda for the first time, and firsthand, from the Washington Post's national security correspondent, Dan LaMoth.
What's the Post's opinion on like what Trump should do?
No, I mean, they're scared. They hope he's something stupid.
I mean, like, they don't like Trump, right? Like,
I mean, they definitely don't like Trump. I mean, here's the thing, though. There's like
I like Trump. He just has unemployment down, stock market up, GDP 3% growth. I mean, yeah, he's terrible.
Yeah. He's doing some things good. He's doing more things bad. But he's doing some good things good. And then there's, like, the other side of it that's, like, you know, the opinion from God, like, the Washington Post Institutional Voice, and that's, like, the editorial.
So they just, like, rip on him?
Those are become, like,
the Institution Voice. Yeah, the voice of Jeff Bezos.
For this place, like we cover the news. They are like trying to like educate people, but with a point of view.
Yeah.
It's like a very different mission.
So yeah,
democracy dies in darkness, right?
I feel like that, man. Every time I hear that.
Dean Baquet, who we met during our New York Times investigation, agrees.
I should say that I love our competition with the Washington Post. I think it's great. But I actually think their slogan, Marty Baron, please forgive me for saying this, sounds like the next Batman movie.
LaMoth also thinks that some of the paper's reporters are out of bounds when it comes to treating Trump fairly.
We're people probably ding us.
If Batman was a journalist, he would be James O'Keefe.
On what we say, but what we cover. Like, we're right on the story. So, like, you know, like, you're spending a lot of emphasis on this.
James O'Keefe is Batman.
What, like, big story. Hurricane Irma.
You spent too much time
like,
on it? Or?
Yeah, like, you know, like, there's, like, that would be the criticism. You're spending a ton of time on this thing that's sensational versus,
like, relevant
sort of
news.
Policy
like,
thing that would affect everybody. Yeah, but
I feel like Trump, like, being in the news is, like, a freebie for, like, everybody, right?
No, but it sucks so much oxygen out of the room.
What do you mean?
Like, just so much emphasis on what he said, what he's tweeting.
I can't even imagine being in this state of being, literally, where you just, Trump says something and you cringe.
Somebody saying, like, right about it?
Should be right about it. How should be right about it? Is he right? Is he wrong? Oh, wait, he tweeted something and we pulled again.
Call him on it.
These yeah. are mental.
After taking his own
college,
LaMoth said the New York Times and CNN reporters are even worse when it comes to Trump coverage.
Do you think that some, like,
this is the mental
reporters,
post.
Like, are more personal than others? Do you think some reporters are, like, more personal, like, they take it more personally
totally.
Than others?
And, guys are in and in a lot. New York Times does it less so. Some of the New York Times reporters are way over the top. CNN is always over the top.
Like, yeah.
They're admitting their own liberal teammates are absurd. This is amazing.
Pause it. Let me just translate what he just said. He basically just said, yes, CNN and the New York Times are absurd in their reporting. They're over the top, they're absurd, and this is coming from the Washington Post. Alright, go back to the Washington Compost, Mental Post, Bezos Post, CIA Post.
Last week became the $100 billion man, the richest person on earth, owns the Washington Post. We spoke with one of Bezos' key players at the Post to find out about Bezos' influence on the paper.
You have Bezos now, of course. You know, what is his vision? What is it looking like? And what's, you know, assume you've interfaced with him.
Yeah, I mean, I talk to him all the time. So, my role, I used to work in the newsroom for like the first 4 years as the Post.
By the way, I haven't heard any comments from Bezos on this.
3 years,
silence from Bezos.
Side, technology side.
He'll probably deny knowing this guy.
So my job is basically.
I've never heard of Joey Marburger.
Every way that you interact with their journalism.
No. Wait. Hold on. I'm dead serious. I predict that just like it was the New York Times guy who said that James Comey was his godfather that got totally disproven. Or I guess they're covering it up. Whatever you want to say, they're saying that he lied about that. It's end up going to be the same story. This guy never talks to Bezos. Bezos has never even heard of this goon. Finish it off here.
Meet Joey Marburger, the paper's director of product.
I'm Jeff Bezos. I've never heard of him.
Who is responsible for the Post's motto.
Well, yeah, but Jeff,
big thing with like
he claims that you talk all the time. I've never heard of him.
Which was really driven by Jeff.
That was driven by Jeff?
Yeah. We narrowed it down to there were like three different taglines. And Jeff was like, you know what?
Okay, so here's Joey Marger basically admitting that, you can bring it down. Basically admitting here that Jeff Bezos came up with the Democracy Dies in Darkness. And, you know, he's constantly in touch with this guy. And Bezos has his agenda at the Washington Post and everything. It's just, I'm telling you. You haven't heard anything from Bezos yet. But if you do hear anything from Bezos, it's going to be that he's never even heard of Joey Marburger. And then just like the New York Times reporter that said James Comey was his godfather, this guy is going to end up looking like a complete fool too. This is the Mental Post. So now, Project Veritas, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, all fake news exposed by Project Veritas.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
YouTube has a huge pedophile problem, and advertisers are starting to take note. YouTube is guilty of not removing content that promotes terrorism and extremism, and it was recently hit for not removing violent content from its YouTube Kids platform. Now YouTube is under fire for ignoring its own pedophile problem. A recent BuzzFeed report describes a vast, disturbing, and wildly popular universe of videos that include live-action footage of children depicted in compromising situations. Big companies are now pulling advertising from YouTube after it was revealed that up to 100,000 predatory accounts have been leaving indecent comments on videos featuring children for at least a year. That's right, while the Google-owned platform has been censoring and demonetizing offensive political content for the last 6 months, pedophiles were completely left alone. Maybe YouTube should concentrate on cleaning its own house before declaring completely legitimate political content to be harmful or disturbing. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is amazing. So, first I planned on coming in to talk about how Trump has completely triggered the liberals on social media. I was then going to segue into how Christmas is totally triggering people right now, hardcore. And that's why I literally want to come in with nothing but Christmas music, have nothing but Christmas backgrounds all the time now, just to troll these people into being triggered by Christmas. But now, I was just on Twitter in the break because I'm trying to get hashtag thank Trump trending. Guys, pull up my Twitter. One of the tweets I mentioned here was pull up the one where I talk about Trump giving up his billionaire lifestyle. So I tweet this out. Donald Trump gave up his billionaire lifestyle with his supermodel wife and his beautiful family to step into one of the most scorned offices on earth to put America first. Hashtag thank Trump. Now, here's the problem that liberals are having with this tweet, because it's fully triggered them, and you can see it in the responses. They don't know how to respond because it's so real. It's so true. They literally don't even, and it's amazing, and you see the responses, and you notice how they're literal parrots of the mainstream news, which has now all been caught and exposed by Project Veritas as being fake. How sad is that? That all of these people parroting talking points that they get from the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN, all three of those news organizations caught and exposed as fake news, and these people still are out there parroting it. You are literal minion puppets of fake news. And so here we go. I don't even remember this, but this is just an example. CNN host Chris Cuomo says fake news insult is equivalent of the N-word for journalists. So now little Chris Cuomo is fully triggered by fake news because he knows that's what he is. But then he takes it one step further and tries to make that the equivalent of the N-word for journalists. Is this guy out of his mind or totally insane or both? And the answer is yes. But look at the Washington Post today. Look at the Washington Post this morning. Two new reports suggest Trump has come unhinged. The truth is worse. Now, you can read this article. I wouldn't suggest it. It'd be a waste of your time because it's nothing more than every other Washington Post article that comes out about Trump. Trump bad, Trump racist, Trump rapist, Trump sexually assaultist, all of it with no actual evidence to back it up. So the Washington Post headline is ironic in the sense that this comes the morning after they get fully exposed by Project Veritas as fake news. I mean, literal fake news. They admit it. They're fake news in Project Veritas undercover videos. So they say two new reports suggest Trump has come unhinged. Of course, it's reports from their friends in the liberal media. So it's just the echo chamber. Washington, I'm serious. If you pay attention to the news, I've told you this before. There's a cyclical nature. Washington Post prints it, CNN covers it, MSNBC covers it, New York Times respins it. On the back end, New York Times publishes it, MSNBC covers it, CNN covers it, Washington Post respins it. That's the liberal media spin cycle. So when they say two new reports suggest Trump has come unhinged, that's like Alex Jones going on air and making a report, David Knight going on air and then making a report, and then me saying, oh my gosh, we've got breaking reports, multiple sources reporting, all these sources, when we're all under the InfoWars umbrella. So it's like, well, it's our report. So we're reporting on our reports. That's not multiple reports. That's us reporting it. But then the ultimate irony is they say the truth is worse. Yeah, because the truth is your fake news. That's the truth. You're unhinged. The Washington Post is unhinged here, not Trump. But it gets even better, folks, if you can believe that. In fact, but here's them getting triggered by Christmas. Anti-Trump media, White House Christmas decor, spooky, like a scene from The Shining. I'm not sure if they've ever seen The Shining. The Shining was at a creepy hotel in the middle of nowhere. A lot of the movie was shot outdoors. But, okay, anyway, that's just Christmas, though. See, that's what it is. The Christmas. So here's the translation. Christmas is like The Shining. That's now what the anti-Trump media is saying. That's now what liberals are saying, is that Christmas is The Shining. Right, except Christmas is awesome, and The Shining is a horror film. Christmas is a holiday. The Shining is a horror film. Christmas is a beautiful time for love and cherishing one another and sharing things and giving and spending time with loved ones and family and friends. The Shining is a horror film. But now the liberal media has gone so insane that they now think that Christmas is the same thing as The Shining. But no, that's why I want to go full bore Christmas. That's why every day I want more Christmas stuff, Christmas music everywhere. This is how you show people what these people really are. Hey, look, here's Christmas. Oh, look at The Shining. Ooh. And people are like, what? What kind of insane? Okay, so then Trump triggers them. Just roll this B-roll, guys. Roll clip 10 and 9 as B-roll. So these are the videos that Trump tweets out. Well, he retweets these videos today. Fully triggers the liberals. One is, they're both from Jada Franzen. One is, Islamist mob pushes teen boy off roof and beats him to death. So just a loving Islamist mob, you know, brutally murders a teenager. And then another one is a Muslim destroying a statue of the Virgin Mary. And then another one is a Muslim migrant beating up a Dutch boy who is on crutches. So he retweets these videos out to expose the darker side of the religion of Islam that the media pretends doesn't exist. And it fully triggers the media. How could Donald Trump retweet such videos? How dare President Trump put that on Twitter? Yeah. See, don't you get it? How dare Donald Trump cover news? How dare Donald Trump insert something into the news cycle that they don't approve worthy of being there? How dare Donald Trump push back against the narrative that Islam is a religion of peace? How dare Donald Trump put out videos? And it doesn't even matter. See, you don't even have to obsess over religion on this. They're more offended by President Trump retweeting these videos than they are of whatever individuals. I don't care. Let's put religion aside. These individuals beating a kid to death, destroying a venerable religious object, and then beating a guy who's on crutches. So they're more triggered by President Trump exposing these videos, showing them the nature of whatever these individuals are, and they're more upset over Trump doing that than literally a mob murdering a child, a person destroying a religious venerable object, and a man beating up a youth on crutches. So again, that's how you expose the liberal media. You trigger them, you initiate a response that then shows you the true nature of their thought process. How about Joe Scarborough? So now Trump is hitting Joe Scarborough hard, and this is what really Trump is doing here. See, this is the mindset of President Trump. If Joe Scarborough wants to go on with Bleeding Mika every morning and rip President Trump, then guess what? Trump's going to hit back. So Trump just plays the perfect troll and says, okay, fine, Joe, you want to use your little platform? You want to use your little minuscule hill of a platform with your tiny little, not even electronic megaphone, just like an old cheerleading version, and rip me all day with that? Fine, Crazy Joe, with your bleeding wife. That's fine. I'll use my platform to hit back. And he says, you know, maybe Crazy Joe should be investigated for the death of an intern that was working under him. And they all freak out. The cockroaches all go squirming. And then George Scarborough, Joe's brother, says that it's going too far. Well, no, your brother is the one that went too far when he tried to slander and character assassinate our president. So our president hit back. I mean, how dare Trump hit back? See, that's the thing. Liberals are so used to being beyond reproach. Obama was beyond reproach by the liberal media. So someone actually hitting back against them, they don't know what to do. It's like the bully. It's like that moment in the movie where the bully for the first time has someone hit back. It's like the moment in the film where the bully in the movie finally has someone stand up against them, and then the bully crumbles, and then the bully falls. That it's like Pennywise. These people are like Pennywise. And Trump is not afraid. And so he's going into the sewer. He goes into the muck with these people, and he stands up to them and he says, no, I'm not afraid. And then so Crazy Joe has to squirm and crawl back into the filth that he came from. Oh, we've got more. Far left mob shuts down Lucian Wintrich's speech at UConn. The left just hates free speech. And now they're about to protest James O'Keefe at SMU. Oh my gosh.
President Trump once again called Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, and now the establishment media says that Trump insulted her Native American heritage when he used the racial slur. Fact check, Elizabeth Warren is not Native American. There is zero evidence that Warren is Cherokee, yet she's claimed for years that it's part of her family folklore and that her pawpaw had high cheekbones. Warren didn't self-identify as Native American until she was 38 years old. She claimed that minority status for years in order to climb the academic ladder. And this false information wasn't something she just claimed as a student, but Warren began putting it in her professional bios for years when law schools were hungry for minority faculty. Pocahontas lied about being Native American in order to gain an unfair advantage in securing academic tenure. This means she actually stole that position from a real Native American who could have benefited from their minority status. Racist. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose auto ship before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for auto ship, because we hold back a surplus for auto ship customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on auto ship, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Net neutrality has been in the news, a very convoluted subject, a lot of different angles on it. And the man at the center of the discussion is Ajit Pai. He was on Kennedy last night in a very powerful segment. Here are a few moments from that segment.
But the hysteria and misinformation that's been peddled by some out there is really whipping people up. When you say that democracy is about to be destroyed, that the internet is about to be broken, and this is the guy who's doing it, it shouldn't be a surprise, I think, that some people become alarmed and start doing things like harassing me and my family.
All right, pause it right there. Pause it right there. Pause it right there. And do a quick rewind so it goes back. Actually, just rewind a little bit, because this is actually a key point he makes here. What he's saying is, he's not surprised that people are harassing him, threatening him, sending, you know, threatening letters, emails, tweets, and everything to him and his family because the way the media is reporting it. So he's like, well, yeah, you know, the media is saying all these things about me, all these things about what I'm doing. So the media is drumming up all this hysteria about me and what I'm doing. So I'm not surprised about the blowback. Don't you see? That's the entire Trump story of the anti-Trump movement in pill form, right there. The media drums up all the hysteria, all the controversy over Trump, and then all of the public that believes it, eats it, buys it, consumes it, and then it becomes them. And so then they think all this stuff, they freak out, they protest, they burn things, they riot, they loot, they literally scream helplessly into the sky, and it's all because what the media has done. That's the media. So that's what Ajit Pai is saying. It's a great point where, yes, he's like, I'm not surprised that people hate me. I'm not surprised that people are attacking me and my family and threatening us. Look at what the media is saying about me. They believe the media. The media reports this. So of course they're going to hate me. But it's all lies, just like the Trump stuff. Just like the anti-Trump movement, all based on lies. Let's go back to Pai.
Family.
And George Soros, Color of Change, has been targeting you essentially for being racist. How is rolling back some of these net neutrality guidelines implicitly racist?
It's absurd. I mean, I think they're just grasping for straws, and they think that this is one of the pieces of spaghetti that's going to stick to the wall. And frankly, I think people of goodwill who are reasonable will look at that as the baseless criticism that it is, but certainly hasn't stopped people from hurling racist
insults. Pause it right there. So just like Trump, Ajit Pai says, look, I believe in the good nature of people. I believe that people can still logic and reason for themselves. And I believe in the people that they will decide and determine what is real, what is fake, what is true, what is made up. And then they can make a real decision, and they will see that the things that are being said about me are not true. And what I'm planning on doing with net neutrality is not to hinder the free use of the internet. Let's go back to Pi.
Me on email, Twitter, and the like, and yeah. It's unfortunate. It doesn't contribute anything to our discourse.
Okay, but
the Twitter has come to the FCC and said that these net neutrality regulations are absolutely critical, and that they're going to keep fighting for free expression. But at the same time, when you look at their business practices, they're suspending members of Congress for views they don't like, telling other people that the views of a particular company on an internet regulation issue are potentially unsafe. I mean, these are not neutral arbiters of content on the internet. That was a simple point I was making. When somebody comes to the FCC and says, you have to regulate my competitors in another sector of the industry very heavily, you should try to make sure that they're practicing what they're preaching. And so it simply undermines the validity of their claim when they themselves are the ones who are actively and repeatedly policing content on the internet.
So there's Ajit Pai, the FCC chairman, hammering Twitter. You have to love that. Oh my gosh. I mean, that is just beautiful to me. Calling out Twitter. Calling out Twitter as hypocrites. Calling out Twitter for censorship. Calling out Twitter for bias. Calling out Twitter for double standards. That's good stuff. That's good stuff from Ajit Pai right there. When we come back, it's Ashton Witte. This is The War Room. We'll be right back.
choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Liberty lover Ashton Witte joins me now on the War Room. We're going to get into some nonsense that's going on over at UC Berkeley. She's very familiar with this area. She's gone out to many protests over there. A lot of it you can find on her Twitter account, at Ashton Birdie, and her YouTube channel, at Ashton Birdie, where she has to deal with these people in the streets. And one of the leaders of these communist movements was Yvette Filarka, who is now engaged in some litigation with some conservatives that are fighting back out there, specifically from UC Berkeley. Ashton, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So what's the story here? Yvette Filarka is now basically being countersued for her treatment of college Republicans at UC Berkeley.
Well, essentially, it started out, she tried to get a restraining order against Troy Warden, who is the former president of Berkeley College Republicans. And this resulted in the fact that she lied about everything in her lawsuit, all of her allegations, all of the dates that she mentioned. I was there. I had evidence. We have video evidence to prove that she was lying. And on several days that she claimed that he attacked her, either we had witnesses who had evidence towards it, or we had record that he was at work. And so we are filing a lawsuit, well, Troy is filing a lawsuit against her for her attacks, her slander, her stalking, and basically everything that she's associated with trying to stop his freedom of speech. Essentially, this restraining order she tried putting against him was simply a way of trying to silence him, keeping him off sprawl, trying to stop the conservative students from going out and doing what they need to do. And yet, while they get away with all of their communist regime, you know, they do their protests, they go on sprawl, they do what they can, the moment we gave our evidence, she immediately dropped the restraining order. That gave us a chance to put out the lawsuit because we have so much evidence on her. This woman is a violent woman. She has attacked people. She has incited riots. And this woman is still being paid on administrative leave as a middle school teacher.
So let me get this straight. Yvette Filarka basically tries to lie and slander this college Republican leader, and she gets caught with cold hard evidence that she was lying and slandering him. She has to remove her lawsuit, and now she's being countersued, but she's on administrative leave, you say, so she's not been fired. She still has her job as a middle school teacher.
She's not working as a middle school teacher, but she's still being paid with taxpayer money.
She's still being paid?
I guess. Yes, with taxpayer money. She's on administration leave.
Wow. I mean, that is absurd that this woman gets paid, let alone that she's teaching our youth, but she's still getting paid while on leave.
While inciting riots, mind you.
Yes, let's be perfectly clear. This is the leader of BAM by any means necessary. This is a literal communist leftist rioter, a literal riot insider who teaches middle schoolers and tried to
slander and make false accusations against the College Republicans president. I mean, has she made any other statements? Has she kind of just disappeared, or what is she? How is she fighting back now?
I mean, she continues to go on the news, and she's mostly focused on the facts of what she did back in Sacramento, where she incited riots. There's video footage of her actually punching people, and this is a middle school teacher, which I have to constantly remind people, this is a woman teaching your children. And she's a 50-year-old woman, nearly 50 years old, going after a college student. She is having lawyers being paid for her, I presume by George Soros. And she's going after a college student who's going to UC Berkeley, who has worked very hard to get into UC Berkeley, who is having to sue back in order to pay for it.
Whoa. Hold on a second. I noticed that the man that you said had to work very hard to get into UC Berkeley was a white male. All right, so I just think that needs to be noted. So obviously he didn't have to work hard at all, okay? So let's just be on record here. Let's be a good liberal. He obviously got it handed to him. So I just wanted to be on record with that.
No.
And that's how, but no. But see, that's how Yvette Filarka feels. So Yvette Filarka actually believes what I just said sarcastically. She actually thinks that way, and that's why she had no guilt in going after Troy. That's why she had no guilt, because she has already dehumanized him.
Well, it's so interesting you mention that, because, you know, I would say I've approached her more. I've addressed her on the fact that she's posted posters calling us fascists and white supremacists falsely. I've approached her. I've tried going to their meetings. It was my idea, actually, to go to one of her meetings and approach her about, you know, threats and attacks she's made towards us. You know, my friend, who is of color, she knows his full name and has pointed him out. And yet she goes after the straight white male. She doesn't go after the woman. She doesn't go after the people of color. She wants to fit this stigma that all white men are evil. And so she's the one who's pushing towards that. But because of that, she has gone after someone who's never attacked her, never gone near her, never even spoken a word to her. And yet we have now all this, the thing is, we have all this video evidence against her to prove that, you know, she's lying. She's manipulative, and she will do whatever she can to fix her indoctrination.
Well, she's obviously scared right now. She probably didn't think that there could be any evidence used against her.
We have cameras in our hand all the time. I don't know how she wouldn't know. I mean, we make YouTube videos. We do this. Like, this is what we do. I mean, I'm surprised she didn't, like, you know, research this stuff. I mean, they know who I am. They know I make YouTube videos. I always have a camera in my hand. Someone's going to have evidence of this. So I don't know if she wasn't thinking at the time. Maybe she just thought, oh, this is a great plan. In a moment, like, you know, we throw down the video evidence.
You know, I honestly think you're giving her way too much credit. You're assuming that she has intelligence that she simply does not have. But what's amazing is she's basically now she's a paid protester by the government. The taxpayers are now paying her to be a protester because she's not teaching children. She has administrative leave from her middle school teaching job, but she's still getting paid, and all she's doing is running BAM.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if George Soros had funded her lawyers as well. Well, Shonta Driver,
oh, that's convenient.
Is one of her lawyers. It happens to also be a large member of BAM as well. But I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of this funding came from someone like George Soros, because, you know, it's just a little odd to me that they're willing to go through the struggle of having a false accusation toward a college student. You know, it's a little ridiculous. You have a 50-year-old woman who is acting like a teenager going after a college student for false accusations.
This is, I'm telling you, these people out there, honestly, California liberals are probably the most unhinged of any other group, any other cult right now. It's just like the Kamala Harris story. You guys look this up.
They're a cult.
Kamala Harris basically lied about some guy committing a hate crime. She gets totally caught for lying about that. It's the same thing that Filarka is doing. I mean, these people are so insane. It's like, there she is right there, Yvette Filarka, the total nut job. I mean, these people have gone completely insane. That is all you can say, really. She's punching this guy. Literally, she is here assaulting this gentleman, and she probably is the type of woman that cries for men and women to be treated equal, Yeah, how would you like it if he punched you back? You'd be crying then.
Actually,
you'd be screaming assault.
I have a story behind that. We were at a protest in Berkeley. Miley was supposed to be there. And some guy stepped into her. And you just see, like, these fake alligator tears just come out of her eyes. You can't.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're about to go to break here. We're about to go to break here with Ash and Witty. Follow her on Twitter at Ash and Birdie. We need to get a better connection here, too. But it's just ridiculous. I'm telling you, these people have, it's like the old phrase, the old saying of seeing red. Like, you're so mad you see red. You're so enraged that you see red. And it's like you kind of like black out or red out because you're so enraged. These people are in the same state of mind. They hate Trump so much. They hate America so much that they go into this like state of rage where nothing around them, no facts, anything matters. It's just hate and vitriol.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
As if there isn't enough insanity happening at UC Berkeley and out in California right now. This is a story from Business Insider. College students in California are turning to food stamps to afford to eat. More students at University of California schools are experiencing food scarcity issues. 500 students at UC Berkeley applied for food stamps in 2017 compared to 111 last year. What? Think about that. There's already a free food pantry at UC Berkeley, but they went from 111 on food stamps last year to 500 this year. You know what this is? Another sign of the cult. This is the cult. 111 are like, ooh, look, guys, we can get free food from the government. Yeah. And so then they tell a couple friends. The next thing you know, 500 people are sucking off the government of California to pay for their meals instead of getting a job. Sorry. Ashton Witty is my guest. You can find her on Twitter at Ashton Birdie, on YouTube at Ashton Birdie as well. So not only do we have Yvette Falarca fabricating accusations, Ashton, and not just is the madness in California, you've got them shutting down speeches. They're shutting down O'Keefe at SMU. They shut down Lucian Wintrich at UConn. I mean, what is the deal with these people? Why do they hate free speech so much?
They hate free speech simply because it doesn't follow their indoctrination. As you say and I say all the time, they are a cult. And they will do whatever they can to form a larger cult and push their liberal indoctrination of lies and, well, just plain evil down whatever they can.
How do you explain, though? I mean, you've seen these people in California. I actually have not been out to California for a protest. I mean, what are these people actually like? I mean, I've seen some madness, but they are honestly the worst out there.
Well, I've been stalked and harassed myself. I was eating in a burger joint one day.
Wait. Are you saying you've been stalked and harassed by leftist protesters, leftist men?
Oh, constantly. All the time.
The same men that virtue signal over everything a conservative does or says or looks at a woman, but they stalk and harass a woman. Okay, go ahead, Ashton.
And they put my information on Twitter, mind you. I was eating.
Oh, they doxed you too, huh?
I was eating in the restaurant, and next thing you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, they got to dox you. They got to give your information to the rest of their cult members out there to follow you around.
Well, yeah, I looked at my phone while I was eating the burger, and right there.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I found a silver lining in this. There's actually a silver lining in this because we've been afraid about these liberals and leftists. I mean, they're impotent. Their testosterone is low. Honestly, they're hardly even men. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, gender fluidity. I mean, are these really men? But the fact that they do want to stalk you and harass you means that maybe they think you're cute. So I think maybe there's a sign that they still have a little bit of manhood left. So I'm going to have a silver lining here. The liberal protesters, there's a hint that they may still have a little bit of manlihood left, that they're stalking and harassing a cute girl like, a third grader would nonetheless. But there's a silver lining. I'm trying to give a silver lining to these people harassing you.
Honestly, Owen, I think it's just a soy milk. I really do. I think it just links to their brain. Yeah, it just links to their brain. But I deal with this on a daily basis. I mean, they put my information on Twitter. They tell people where I'm eating, where I'm sitting on campus. They tell people all the time.
Are you serious? Literally, they'll tell people where you're at on campus?
Oh, yeah. It's
so you can't even learn. So now you can't even go out there and learn in peace.
No, I can't even eat a cheeseburger apparently in peace.
No, this is actually a huge story. This is insane. This is what they, I mean, you want to talk about Jim Crow laws. I mean, you want to talk about discrimination. this is what black people had to put up with. They couldn't learn without getting harassed. They couldn't do anything in public without getting harassed. I'm not comparing the situations here. I'm just saying you want to sit here and talk about that and virtue signal over that all day. This is now happening in modern times to conservatives.
Yeah. This is a normal thing for my everyday life now. I'm just used to it.
Who's fighting for you? Is anyone at the university fighting for you? I mean, this is absurd that you can't even learn in peace.
Well, Mark Moisier, who is Troy Warden's lawyer, is doing a fantastic job of fighting Yvette in this case. I believe he is running for office of some sort, but he's doing an amazing job. He's fighting for free speech. He was actually brought on by Hartley Dillon, who is helping the Berkeley College Republicans with their case. And, Mark Moisier, he's running for Congress, but he's an amazing lawyer. He's doing everything he can. But you have to remember, he's fighting a psychopath. Like, these people are psychotic. They're a cult.
This is insane. We're showing your YouTube videos right now. You can find her YouTube channel at Ashton Birdie. Yeah, you capture these insane people on the streets of California.
Right. This is just normal. This is what I grew up with. I grew up in Berkeley, actually. I grew up being told how great the free speech movement was, only to be in Berkeley. And I was actually in a protest. This is what inspired me to make videos. I was holding a sign that said, "Let's have a conversation." And I got attacked for holding that sign. And they started beating my car with lead pipe.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start stalking and harassing you like the soy boys.
Seems like
a lot of fun.
I mean, it's a little pathetic. I mean, do you not have anything better to do than stop?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't need to. It's not like I need to go to class. You know, it's not like I need to get a job. I mean, I read the story. They don't need to get a job. They just need to get money from the government to pay for their meals. So they don't need a job. So they got. I mean, of course they should stalk you.
Right.
They obviously don't go to class because they don't know anything. They're totally ignorant.
Even students, they're actually middle-aged.
So you're telling me grown men and women are going to campus to stalk you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you go into a band meeting, which I have tried, if you go into a band meeting, there is maybe two recognizable students from UC Berkeley. The rest are from other schools, and most of them are middle-aged men and women, who, believe it or not, by the way, are teachers. They're all teachers. Yvette Villarca, as well as, I believe, Mark Airgood, and multiple others. They're all teachers.
So there's all these teachers out there that are liberal nut jobs out there in California.
Yes.
All right, we've got a minute left in this segment. I just want to know, have you ever actually captured this on film? I know you're always doing reports and filming, and I know you don't want to think about that when you're trying to learn on campus, but have you actually caught these people stalking you on footage before?
I have a record from their Twitter accounts. I also have a video footage of them attacking me before I was making YouTube videos.
All right, listen, next time you're obviously being a racist, homophobe, xenophobe, bigot on campus trying to eat your lunch or study, and the left starts harassing you and following you around and stuff, start filming it and literally walk up to them while they're being filmed and say, "Why are you here? Where are you from? Why are you following me?" And they will run away like the cowards they are.
I'm very well. It's just everyday life. I will definitely send you some footage if I can.
Wonderful. There goes Ashton Whitty. Find her on Twitter at Ashton Birdie and her YouTube channel for all of the videos at Ashton Birdie as well. So there she goes. Thank her for joining us. When we come back, it's Rob Dew. He's fired up again about vaccines. They're trying to poison us.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its
unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
You know, it is time to take a stand. And one of the big stands that we like to take here at InfoWars.com is your body, your choice. Am I talking about murdering your child and calling it abortion? No. I'm talking about vaccines. My body, my choice when it comes to vaccines, right? Wrong. Now governments are making you take vaccines and threatening punishments, even though more news is coming out how they keep getting more and more poisonous, more and more side effects. Rob Dew joins me now. First, he had a flu shot story he wanted to bring me, and then he was like, nope, we got all kinds of vaccine news. I just got to cover the waterfront.
Well, it's mainly from a report that's issued by the federal government. But what triggered me today was when Roger Stone had on Michelle Ford, and they were talking about the Mom Street Journal, and they pulled up this site, and I said, ah, that's the video I'm looking for. You ever look at a video late at night, and you're like, that's a great video, I'm going to show this tomorrow. and then you go back and look for it and you can't find it and you didn't retweet it and you didn't save it.
Yeah, you know,
and
what
it's
you
gone.
Do? You have to message it to yourself. That's
exactly.
My trick.
That's what I do a lot of times.
Yeah,
this one I didn't do. And I had Del Bigtree on. I'm like, hey, who is this lady? You introduced this lady back in the at the National Press Corps, and he couldn't even remember. So I see this, I'm like, I'm grabbing that video. I grabbed it. And basically she's just talking about this report, which is, this is only 30 pages of the 268 pages that are issued out every year. And it's basically put out by the United States government, goes to Joe Biden. You can see on the cover letter.
The Honorable
Joe Biden.
He's honorable.
Yeah. And it's a list of base every vaccine court case and how it was settled and what the damages were and what type of vaccine it was.
Yeah, you got all the names here, the payouts and everything.
You got it all.
Holy
and then
smokes.
It starts breaking them down. Now they put this out as a scanned PDF.
I'm assuming this is all government taxpayer dollars they're paying out here.
Yes, totally. Okay. Totally. This is from the 1988 Vaccine Compensation Fund. So they put this out and I took this video that's on Facebook and here's the article you can find. It's from the Mom Street Journal. It's run by this lady named Lori Gregory and it's called, "You Think You Know Everything About the Flu Shot? Think Again." Because what do we got? We got flu shots everywhere in the news right now. We have nurses getting fired for not taking it. We've got old people getting special souped up flu shots.
You got the New York Times telling you the best way to stay healthy this winter is getting your flu shot, even though they admit in the article it doesn't work.
Exactly. And there was even reports, somebody died of the flu this year and they said, well, she might have been protected if she had the flu shot. But then the doctor gets on and says, not everybody's protected from the flu shot, but you might not get as bad a case of flu. It's all Russian roulette to these people. But check, so I got this video. Let's go to the first one. This is talking about the report of which I'm holding 30 pages of right here. And who gets it? So let's roll that first video.
Hear this well. Vaccine injury is not clickbait. Nor is it a rainbow unicorn. It is very real. It's not just autism. And it's hiding in plain sight. This binder that I have with me today represents the cases of vaccine injury that were paid out in settlements through the U.S. Special Claims Court for 2016.
Wow.
It's released every year to the President of Congress, who's also known as the Vice President of the United States. This most recent report was issued, as it has been for the past 8 years, to former Vice President Joseph Biden.
And who's it going to go to now? It's going to go to Mike Pence. You might see some action when he gets
it. Till January.
Not till January. So they got a whole year to kind of float around and not do anything. So it came out. It's supposed to come out the second week of January.
Yeah, Biden got this January 9th of 2017. Of course, right. Trump was inaugurated, I think, the 18th or something.
On the 20th.
20th? Okay, yeah.
And then, so they're going to have a whole year. And this actually starts from October of 2015 and goes back to September of 2016.
I mean, I'm just doing a brief overview of this, and you've got millions and millions of dollars in payouts.
Mm-hmm. It's for stuff that's safe and effective.
And this is just, and this is just 1 year. This is just 1 year. Now, it does appear that some later months in 2015 pop up here. I'm guessing that's just because some litigation and stuff, and it takes some time to get the reports out. But
well, no, it's actually October 2015 to September 2016.
Okay.
So next year's will be October of 2016.
Okay, I see. It has the date right here.
Exactly.
Here, guys, zoom in. Give me a doc cam here, and then it even tells you what flu shot. It gives you the case number, the name.
You can go look it up and read all about
it.
And the
where
way they
is
put
the
this
news?
Out,
I mean, this is insane.
Yeah. Well, wait, it gets better. Let's go to vaccine number 2, and you can see about how much the payments have increased from 2015 to 2016.
Granted, the report, which reveals for 2016, actually, that there's an 11% increase in vaccine injuries across the board from 2015.
Oh,
it went from 114 million in payouts to 127 million in payouts. Yeah. That's for 1 year. It's cumbersome and it's labor intensive. That's because the report is issued on a scanned PDF instead of a sortable spreadsheet. Hmm. So me, being foolish and stubborn, has to sit and go through and highlight all the cases in the 277 pages, and there's about 10, 11 cases per page, and then hand enter it into a spreadsheet.
So she has to do all this on her own because they don't even let you search it or offer it as a spreadsheet. Because they don't want you to know this information. The federal government wants to hide this information.
They don't want you to be able to easy access it, study it, analyze it.
Right. So over a 10 million, it looks like a 13 million increase from 2015 to 2016 in payouts. But it's not just an increase of that. It's from 114 million to 127 million. That's how much the payouts were in 1 year. And 127 million.
You know, and I'm wondering how much of the payout increase has to do with awareness too. How many people in the past didn't even know about this and then, you know, maybe found it out through alternative news or something and then decided to take action where they hadn't in the past.
But the big deal is you have to win in vaccine court before you get this payout. And the vaccine court, David Knight's had some people on his show talking about it. It's almost impossible to win.
So this could be less than 10% of the actual cases.
Exactly.
Which most likely it is probably less than 10%.
Because it's a hard fight and people have to pay for it themselves and people don't want to represent people who've had vaccine injury child because they don't get paid unless
it's a pain in the butt.
It really is. The deck is stacked against families in America to get paid out for vaccine injury. Now, I think we have time for this last clip. Now, this is just the flu shot increases, the percentage increase. Wait till you hear this number. It's a little ditty.
Buried in these seemingly endless pages is gold. In 2015, there was a 400% increase in vaccine injury payouts to Americans, including a 1,188% increase in flu shot payouts alone. That's 1,188%. I'm certain you will agree with me that information like this is statistically relevant in the realm of public health. To date, no one has reported this information because, sadly, it contradicts the messaging found in 70% of the advertising that is generated in mainstream media today.
Bingo.
Which is pharmaceutical companies.
All right there. In three little videos that you could show to all the members of your family and your doctors who don't want to believe, they keep telling you it's safe and effective. You just get your shots. You know, just give them to the kids.
Here's the craziest thing that we're experiencing about that, Rob. They still wouldn't believe you.
No.
They could read that entire, they could literally themselves experience it and they still might not get it. I mean, that's the craziest thing about this.
Here's $160,000 that was paid out for a hepatitis B injury, probably given to a 2-day-old baby. Right there. And then the shots are crazy.
You can't put a price tag on a life.
Mm-hmm. Now look at this. This one says taking. You know what taking means? That's death. That means they killed. Okay. That's the government's nice way of saying we killed somebody with vaccines. 1.9 million was the nature of the judgment, but then they actually got 755,000 for killing somebody. Right there. Taking.
And this is taxpayer dollars being doled
out. DTaP. They get awarded $12,000, but get nothing. See that. Then influenza, DTaP. This guy got $14,000.
All right, we'll be right back with more of this. This is breaking news. Share this with your friends and family. Let's take down the vaccine industry. They're literally poisoning us to death.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Not content with an apology, alleged victims of Bill Clinton, Al Franken, John Conyers, Joe Barton, and others have scheduled a press conference this week in Washington, D.C. In a press release, the women say, "Our message is clear. Both Senator Franken and Congressman Conyers must resign now, and Congress must end taxpayer-funded payouts to harassment victims in an effort to silence their voices and complaints." One of the women is just the latest to come forward accusing former President Bill Clinton of sexual crimes. Leslie Milwee said she was very prepared to come forward and talk about her encounters with Bill Clinton in the 80s, but once the Monica Lewinsky story broke, she feared not only the media storm that would result, but also Hillary Clinton herself. Senator Franken is facing backlash for his lame attempt at an apology, while Congressman Conyers has stepped down as ranking member of House Judiciary Committee. So far, both lawmakers have refused to resign. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
With you, my co-host Roger Stone had to step away today to get the information that is developing in the White House right now. And ladies and gentlemen, this is all made possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got a crew up here that's been working about 30 hours or more this week alone.
Already.
Already. And they're still up here putting in great work, doing the extra effort to make everything special for our broadcast. So we're able to hire these people and expand our broadcast because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Our Cyber Monday specials are continuing. So Cyber Monday is still going on here at InfoWarsStore.com, which includes our newest product, the Real Red Pill, that is coming to you at an introductory price of 50% off. You cannot beat that. You cannot beat the Real Red Pill, and you cannot beat the 50% off introductory price. But you know, it's winter season coming up, and there's two products at InfoWarsStore.com that I think are imperative for your winter health shelf. And I know that colloidal silver right now is 67% off. You know, a sore throat, a cough are two of the most annoying things to deal with in the winter. You get a cough, you get a sore throat. There's really nothing to do about it. You can do the throat lozenge and everything, the soup, but it doesn't actually fix the problem. It's a temporary relief. Silver Bullet knocks the issue out within 24 hours. I've never had a sore throat or a cough developing that Silver Bullet did not completely take care of within 24 hours. Honestly, normally it's within a couple hours.
I've got a little story about that. We were in Bilderberg.
Well, you've got kids, so you have to deal with this.
Well, this is not even a kid story. And we were in Dresden, Germany. We were about to leave and drive down to Prague because that's where we were flying out of for Bilderberg last year, or year before last. And Paul Watson was complaining, my nose is stuffy, I'm feeling sick, I'm getting sick. And I'm like, oh, geez, Paul, you're not going to ruin this drive for us. We laid him down and literally waterboarded him with silver up his nose. I'm like, you're getting it. And we have video of it somewhere. It's on some phone.
Maybe we don't release that video.
And we put it up his nose. You know what? That night he was fine. He was walking around with us, doing news reports and writing articles. And so, you know, and that was probably a 3 hour span of time. We did it right before we got in the car. Cause I'm like, you're not going to get everybody else sick, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. And, we did it. So we waterboarded him with some silver and he was back in action.
Well, I just remember growing up, I was never somebody that liked to miss events. Yeah. So if I was getting a sore throat or a cough, that was always such a bothersome to me because I would have to miss things. You know, my throat would be so sore, the cough would be so bad, and there was never a fix. There was literally nothing you could ever do. A lozenge never cured it. Nothing ever cured it. But Silver Bullet honestly is incredible.
It's powerful.
Really does knock it out. So that is a must-have for your winter health supplements and everything. And it's 67% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm not sure if there's any specials on Winter Sun Vitamin D right now, but that is also a must-have for your winter shelf. Winter Sun Vitamin D, there it is. Oh, it's 14% off, so we just have discounts on everything. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, store-wide. That's huge. Take advantage of all the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Rob, the amazing thing, as we were just covering the vaccine injury chart with all the payouts and everything, that's really only 10% of the actual injuries. It's the same thing with like Project Veritas. It's like, we've told you CNN, Washington Post, New York Times is fake news, right? Okay, we're totally 100% vindicated. We told you the vaccines were killing people, injuring people. Flu vaccine was one of the worst things. We've got the documents. We've got the proof. Totally vindicated. But it's like, it doesn't stick. It's like, it just... You know, it's just like you just throw it out there and it makes a huge splash. And then it's just like people just ignore the evidence.
Well, we're affecting people on an individual level, not at a mass scale that the mainstream media is able to go out and broadcast. But, you know, with people's support, we are able to increase that. But what we're really doing when the stuff we put out here is for an individual level. We're hitting somebody right in the head right now. Boom. They're going, oh, wow, I got to go look this up. And we showed you where to go. Go look it up.
That's what I'm
go
saying,
download
though.
It for yourself.
But I could be arguing with a liberal who thinks I'm nuts on the vaccine issue. I can show them this data, and they still won't believe me.
And they think you're dumb and crazy about fluoride in the water. It's good for my teeth. These people don't know. And you can't help people that are just going to be willfully ignorant. You can't help them. You can give them the information, and they can either change or they won't. I've met plenty of people who've changed. They're like, I used to be a liberal. I used to be a liberal on a level too, some level, not totally into all that, but more freedom of speech, freedom of expression, don't tell me what to do type of stuff. And, but I'm,
I was a little bit of an indoctrinated college liberal to an extent, but as soon as you show me the facts, it's like, game over. Like,
exactly.
What?
And some people are prepared for that. Some people have been indoctrinated too long. And, you know, you can only help those that want to help themselves.
Well, speaking of, you were telling me that you think you have an answer to some of the craziness going on.
Partial answer.
The college campuses right now.
Well.
It's not the soy?
It's probably the soy. It's probably the fluoride in the water. It's probably drinking too much, sodas. But, and this, I think, occurs the people coming out of college, the millennials that are now out in the real world trying to find their way. When they're in college, and behavior like that is not punished, you know, when they're attacking people like young Kekistanis out in the street.
Poor Kekistanis.
Exactly. What's going on? When you go to college, when I used to go to college, okay, it was the late 90s.
West Virginia?
West Virginia University. I just went back there. And the old dilapidated houses that used to be all around are gone.
The party houses?
The party houses. They're all gone. I mean, there's still some there, but most of them are gone. I'd say a good 60% are gone. And what has replaced them? Giant high-rises, student living high-rises that
like,
are kind
like
of
dorms, or
well, they're better than dorms,
like crossways, right?
These things,
dorms and apartments,
cable in every room, TV, high-speed internet, maid service. I mean, you know, when I was in a dorm, you didn't have maid service. You had to clean up your own room, and you went down to get the meals.
It was usually a mess.
They're treating these students like little gods because they can get more money out of them.
Little babies.
Right. And yes, baby gods. And so they're able, they live this life of 4 years where everything is handled for them. They don't have to call for a repair. They don't have, it's all done for them. They don't have to learn how to do anything. They don't have to learn how to get along with people because they're on their own little coffin apartments. Okay. Then they get out in the real world.
They got their video games.
Everything's taken care of. And they've got plenty of loan money to make all this happen. Then they get out in the real world and they got to start paying bills. Like real bills.
They don't even know what to do.
They don't know what to do.
Now they're getting on food stamps in college.
Exactly. And they've been told all during college, all during high school, all during middle school that they're precious, that they're perfect, that everybody gets a medal. And so it builds up. And then they hit the real world and they have psychotic breakdowns because they can't take reality. They really can't. They've been living in the matrix for so long. And then they are force fed, pushed out of the pod. And they don't know what to do with themselves.
And so it's like they go back to that arrested development.
Exactly.
Where it's like victim, blame, everything, identity crisis.
Exactly. Not taking responsibility for their own actions. It's everybody's fault for everything else. And that's why you see these young adults out there that are acting the same way as these college kids, because it's a mass, we've done this mass, it really is a mass mind control, but it's not just television. It's the whole system we're putting kids in. It's the education system. It's everything. But, you know, and you see it. And I didn't realize until I went to West Virginia and saw
again this, when you just revisited.
I just went there over Thanksgiving. I saw this apartment complex that was the place to be, and now it looks like a dung heap. It's crap.
Well,
but the other high rises are everywhere.
So obviously, when I was in college, I'm 28 now. When I was in college, the indoctrination, the liberal indoctrination, very strong, very strong.
It's always been strong.
But I got out of college, or at least I was taking my advanced courses and doing practicum courses to where I wasn't on campus all the time before like the liberal crybaby nature kind of took over to where it is now. But there's a weird dip. There's a weird mindset. I read the story today about all these college students now wanting to get on food stamps. Yeah. I remember when I got to my second year of college, I was sick of campus food and I wanted to eat steak. I wanted to eat nice food. So I got a job.
Yeah.
So I went out and I worked 30 hours a week. It's like people, there's like a weird, it's like maybe they've never had the satisfaction, Rob, of earning something.
I think that's a lot of what it is. They've never really had to go out and earn something because it's all, you know, their parents are always taking care of them. They're helicoptering over them. It's really a multi-generational thing that's going on. And now we're seeing the results, the grand results. And the liberals are like, this is great. Everybody's going to agree with us. Everyone
wants to be a
socialist.
Don't worry. We'll make it a communist nation.
Yeah. We'll take care of everything for you. And the kids are like, please take care of it. We don't know how to take care of ourselves.
I can't do anything.
Nobody taught me anything. And it's sad to see, but the realization really hit me because West Virginia is a town that relies on students and they haven't grown that much over, you know, when I was there, it was like 24,000. Now it's 29,000. So not a big increase in 20 years, but it's enough of an increase. And because everybody's so dependent on that student dollar to come in that city, the population literally doubles when the students go there, that they've created these systems to cater to them and coddle them.
Because it's their business.
Exactly. Because, you know, if a parent sent in their kid somewhere, they don't want to send them to some dungy, you know, house, but that's where all the fun was. I had a great time living with like six dudes in a house and we'd have
part
parties
of the experience.
And we had jam rooms and we had to learn how to fix things and clean up after ourselves.
No, now the experience is complain and bitch and moan about everything.
Exactly. And that's where it's gone. And, you know, it was a little bit when I was there, it was kind of starting, but now it's just,
we gotta
YouTube
take a break.
Has a huge pedophile problem, and advertisers are starting to take note. YouTube is guilty of not removing content that promotes terrorism and extremism, and it was recently hit for not removing violent content from its YouTube Kids platform. Now YouTube is under fire for ignoring its own pedophile problem. A recent BuzzFeed report describes a vast, disturbing, and wildly popular universe of videos that include live-action footage of children depicted in compromising situations. Big companies are now pulling advertising from YouTube after it was revealed that up to 100,000 predatory accounts have been leaving indecent comments on videos featuring children for at least a year. That's right. While the Google-owned platform has been censoring and demonetizing offensive political content for the last 6 months, pedophiles were completely left alone. Maybe YouTube should concentrate on cleaning its own house before declaring completely legitimate political content to be harmful or disturbing. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
If you want the future,
you must fight for it.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
NBC fires Matt Lauer after complaint about inappropriate sexual behavior. So Matt Lauer is the latest to fall since Weinstein Gate has busted open this floodgate, if you will, of sexual assault claims. And it's tough to sit here and be in judgment when all of these allegations, nothing has really gone to court. No litigation has really been brought up. You just accuse someone and then everything else happens. And again, what happened to innocent till proven guilty? And I don't want to be on the opposite side of this where, I mean, it's just like, you know, again, are we just going to rush to judgment every time someone is accused of something? So I'm not standing up for Rat Lauer. It's obviously he's pretty guilty, considering all the allegations, and then he gets fired. But you know what? He interviewed Bill O'Reilly, and there's some interest. Here, just go to the Bill O'Reilly clip real quick. Here's Matt Lauer and Bill O'Reilly.
Every allegation in this area is a conviction. They don't look at the truth.
But think about those five women and what they did. They came forward and filed complaints against the biggest star at the network they worked at. Think of how intimidating that must have been, how nerve-wracking that must have been. Doesn't that tell you how strongly they felt about the way they were treated by you?
Well, it's not just me. Those lawsuits involve many other people, not just me. So I don't know, I'm not going to speculate about intent or why people did what they did, but you don't have this story, Lauer, correct? The lawsuits involved many people.
So here's Lauer. All right, pipe that down. So there's Lauer basically grilling O'Reilly on sexual assault. And I mean, again, though, it's like, would you, I mean, you're talking about some of the biggest names, O'Reilly, Lauer. I mean, they've all fallen now because of this, but here's a strange moment of Matt Lauer on the Ellen DeGeneres show. Okay, no go on that video. But, you know, Matt Lauer goes on the Ellen DeGeneres show. We do have it. All right, so let's roll that clip now.
Speaking of 50 Shades, we interviewed the stars of the movie last week, but apparently our girlfriend Ellen noticed something during that segment that, you know, some of us just didn't see at all. Today's show has been showing exclusive clips of the movie for the past 2 weeks, and they've been interviewing the stars, and boy, they're getting into it. I was watching this morning, and Matt Lauer, just take a look.
You know, she was literally in those scenarios for real. She's, you know, tied up, she's exposed, she's naked, and of course... Oh!
What? Matt Lauer wearing some leather strap with leather boots, underwear, and a whip. And now he has handcuffs.
Oh my God.
That cracked me up. They sent me that yesterday. I was in a car. I laughed out loud.
Oh my God.
Why is Matt Lauer laughing out loud at his own joke? I don't understand what's going on here.
All right. That's what's trending today.
Okay. So there's Matt Lauer on the Ellen DeGeneres show wearing a leather strap, leather underwear with a whip and handcuffs. But see, it's like, who even does that? I mean, what the hell is that? We do some goofy stuff here on the War Room. Okay, we'll do some stunts and have some fun here. I promise you, I'm never going to be a leather daddy. Not even off air. What is that? It's not him? It's a fake? So Ellen DeGeneres puts a fake Matt Lauer as a sex? What? I can't even deal with this stuff anymore, to be honest. There's another clip of an NBC female host catching Matt Lauer in underwear saying he made her lactate. I mean, these people are just perverts at the end of the day. Matt Lauer, the latest to fall from sexual assault allegations.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Is the War Room.
All right. I've been trolled. I have been trolled by Ellen DeGeneres with the fake Matt Lauer video. The joke's on me. But the joke's on Lauer because he actually, I guess, dresses like that. You've got all of these stories coming out. He's gifting women sex toys. He's saying perverted things to women. He's showing how he wears choker necklaces on the air. I honestly don't even care, Matt Lauer. You can do whatever you want. If you want to be a leather daddy or if you want to gift a woman a sex toy, that's all your business. But all of these sexual assault allegations are just, again, who's next? Who is next? Think about it. You had Charlie Rose, Matt Lauer. I mean, how many of these people have been given interviews with the president? Bill O'Reilly? I mean, these are top names. So Lauer is down. Down goes Rat Lauer. But apparently the leather daddy video was a fake by Ellen DeGeneres. So, but you know that what they say. No, that was not Matt Lauer in your bedroom stalking you. That was a CGI Matt Lauer that Ellen DeGeneres spoofed me on, but maybe perhaps inspired by something real. Okay, but you know what? Here's what I'm going to say. This is actually huge to me. Now, maybe I missed something here. It's very rare that I miss. I mean, honestly, I would say of all of the stuff that comes down in the news, I probably miss 5 to 10% of it. I mean, I try to catch everything in the wide net that I cast. And somehow this story missed me entirely. Or maybe it wasn't a story and I don't know. But the New York Times publishes this story. Where did all this sexual assault stuff originate? Think back. When did this become such hysteria? What started all this? What was the first domino? The Trump, Billy Bush, Access Hollywood tape. So the New York Times, Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Martin, who are both considered for the potential category of fake news writers of the year. New York Times prints this. New York Times exposed by Project Veritas as fake news. Puts out this story. Trump once said the Access Hollywood tape was real. Now he's not sure. And I think it was the Washington Post yesterday or the New York Times yesterday. Again, this is the cyclical leftist media operation complex saying that the Billy Bush tape is real and Trump must deal with it. I forget if that was the Times or the Washington Post. I'm sure it was one of those two. And then today they have this one. Trump once said the Access Hollywood tape was real. Now he's not sure. So I begin thinking, as I'm reading this story, and apparently Trump is behind the scenes saying he doubts the actual video is real. He thinks the audio was faked. And apparently he's saying this to people behind the scenes. And so, of course, you know what the angle here is. The angle is working congruently. The Washington Post says the Access Hollywood tape was real. Trump must deal with it. Then the next day, the New York Times comes out and says, oh, Trump's trying to deny it's real. So that's their way of cyclically spinning this news story into a web that they can control. But I actually found something very interesting about this. I went back and I actually reviewed the tape. Because I'd never heard Trump claim this. I'd never heard anyone deny it. I've never heard this story that it could be edited. So I went back and I rewatched it and I realized something. I think it's fake. I am dead serious. I now believe that there's a good chance the Access Hollywood tape is fake. Now there's a catch to that. Cause I have the research to back this up. And you can look at all this for yourself. I'm not even going to bother playing it because I don't want to give it that diligence. I'm just going to tell you what happens in this tape because when you're not distracted watching and listening to this thing with the narrative that Trump is about to admit he grabs women, which, by the way, here, scroll down real quick because it didn't print my story. But beneath, scroll down, and because I want to read the caption under this picture. No, go up. Yeah. So, and then of course it disappears. But basically the New York, it's all right guys, I remember what it said. The New York Times is basically saying that Trump admits to groping women in this tape. He admits to grabbing women by the private parts. But that's not even true. I went back and reviewed the tape. He didn't even say that. What he said was, when you're a billionaire, when women look at you with that reverence, you can basically just walk up to them and grab them by the pee. So that's what he said. He never actually said, I grab women by the pee. He never said, I do this. He said, when you're rich and powerful, women let you do it. But regardless, that's not even the point. Folks, I'm telling you, watch the entire video. Go back and actually watch this for yourself. You're going to notice a couple things immediately. One, you're going to notice that the voice in the beginning of this audio does not actually sound like Donald Trump. I can't believe nobody picked up on this before. And if they did, how I missed it. It doesn't sound like Trump. It literally sounds like a different guy. So you've got that angle. But it actually gets even weirder. So what's happening as what sounds like a fake Trump voice to me. Oh, which by the way, who is recording this audio? This is like high quality audio that sounds like someone is literally holding a microphone right to Trump's mouth and right to Billy Bush's mouth. How do they get that high quality audio? So, but then what you'll notice is as Bush and Trump are supposedly talking in this video, the bus is pulling up. And apparently, but they're on the bus. So another strange angle. Apparently all of this audio is being recorded on the bus. This high quality audio somehow being recorded on the bus, completely separate from the video that everyone's seen. Then, right when the bus is ready to unload, all of a sudden there's a glitch in the film. There's literally a glitch. Okay, so now after the glitch, there's a change in the tone of Trump's voice all of a sudden. This is just my analysis. And then you'll notice the whole thing changes after this glitch in the video when the audio that they got from Trump on the bus sounds different from the audio they got after he got off the bus. Now, the crew is telling me Lav Mike was already mic'd up on Trump. So, I'm not saying that that's not the case. That could totally be the case. But, you have to consider a couple things. Why was the Lav Mic already hooked up if they hadn't even met the people that were filming it yet? Two, if Trump knew there was a Lav Mic hooked up, this guy's worked in entertainment and television before. He knows that when you have a mic on you, or there's a mic near you, you don't say something you don't want over a mic, folks. Trust me. This is like one of the first things you learn when you get into broadcasting. If there's a mic in front of you, it can be unplugged. You don't say it. That's just how you're introduced to being a broadcaster. So there's no way he would say that type. In my opinion, I'd be shocked if he actually would say that type of stuff while there was a hot mic on him. But I'm telling you, if you review this thing, it's the strangest thing. It does not sound like Trump in the beginning. There's a glitch in the video, which is where I believe they spliced it. That's what I think. I think they recorded the fake audio, spliced it there. That's when the glitch hits. Then the tone of Trump's voice changes and everything changes when they get off of the bus and it actually makes sense for the audio to be recording now that the camera is on them. So I don't know. I can't believe I missed this. This is nuts. I want to hear your opinion on this, actually. I'm going to open up the phone lines in this hour. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. Just all kinds of news. I want to get your opinion on all of it. We'll be right back. This is The War Room.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bully. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but it doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands.
It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, it wasn't just Matt Lauer making the news today, being fired from NBC for sexual assault allegations. NPR continues to get hit with sexual assault allegations as the NPR chief news editor departs after harassment allegations. That's David Sweeney. So now NPR is falling apart. Oh my gosh. Is that real or is that fake? Don't troll me with new. So this one is apparently real. Matt Lauer sneaking up behind one of the Today Show hosts like a creeper. Kind of a Biden moment. And so now it's NPR. Again, I'm not trying to politicize this issue. Sexual assault is sexual assault is sexual assault. As well as fabricating sexual assault. You don't need to politicize it. However, the left and liberal media has politicized this issue, acting as heroes towards it, and now they're being exposed as the ones that are always sexually assaulting people. See, you can always trace so much of what you see to basic human psychology. Honestly. Think about it. I've been saying this for a month now. The louder they scream, the louder they virtue signal, the more skeletons they have in their closet. That's why liberals are virtue signaling all day long, because they're the creepiest, most foul, corrupt people out there. That's it. That is how you explain all of this. And it's only going to continue, folks. Who is screaming the loudest right now? Tom Steyer? Spending millions of dollars on ads against Trump? Who's next to fall? I don't know. So I was pontificating on the Access Hollywood tape that started this whole sexual assault allegation craze. They tried to bring Trump down with them. It didn't work. And I never even... I think the thing's fake. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I think it's fake. I now believe that the Access Hollywood tape is doctored and edited and fake. I can't believe it took me this long to report on it, but I'm telling you, now that's how I feel. And the New York Times is now alleging that that's what Trump is saying behind the scenes. Now, let me tell you something else. If indeed the Access Hollywood tape is doctored and it was a fake Trump voice in that audio, do you realize how pissed off President Trump is and how pissed off he's been for over a year? Not just about trying to slander his name and his character and his campaign and his presidency, but think about what that does to his household, his family, his wife, who he was married months before this video. So think about that. So Trump is pissed, and I'm telling you, the more they piss him off, the more they know that it's going to come down on them. And that's why they're literally freaking out, floundering around, slandering, accusing, just all of it. This is the cockroaches squirming as the light of Donald Trump is exposing the fakest, most corrupt people in our society. Before we go to your phone calls, let me just knock out some of this news. InfoWars keeps winning thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We're expanding. We're hiring more crew members. We're getting more reporters. We're getting more writers. We're getting more studios. We're getting bigger. We're having more impact. We're changing the world. What are the old guards doing? What is the old establishment doing? Failing, losing, firing people. Please remove Matt Lauer from my show. Thank you. So, ESPN, the mothership, they used to call it, eliminating 150 production and tech jobs. And this is just the latest cut. This is just the latest cut from ESPN. They are shrinking like a you-know-what on steroids. Now, I'm not talking about your muscles. BuzzFeed plans to cut jobs and reorganize their business after a revenue miss. Folks, liberal media is failing. And it's not surprising that it's failing business-wise, but the truth is it's failing to actually entertain, resonate with, grasp their audience. That's really what they're failing to do. They're failing to actually reach any audience, any medium. It's an echo chamber. It's a self-satisfying bitch fest about President Trump. So of course they have to shrink. Nobody wants to hear that anymore. Let's take some phone calls here. We've got Chad in North Carolina calling in. Go ahead, Chad. You're on the air. Chad, you got me? All right, go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, I got you.
Come on, Chad. I know you got something.
I was on that at the Hollywood you was talking about. Being that Trump didn't think that after, you know, he denied it or whatever, isn't there can't he do some kind of investigation, have an investigator try to find out if they did put that tape together?
Well, the New York Times is reporting that he's whispering about that behind the scenes and that he wants it to be investigated. So I don't know. I mean, the New York Times is fake news. So is it real? Is it not? I don't know. Are they trying to spin it? I don't know, but wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, they won't put all negative stuff in the papers and on, you know, but they don't want to put none of the good stuff that, you know, they make it up all that fake junk on them.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? They literally make things up and report on those things all day long, and then they don't report on anything that's actually happening.
That's it. I tell you.
That's why they're failing.
I'm a big fan of y'all. I'm a big fan, big supporter. I buy y'all stuff. I got about probably 20 of your shirts.
Wow,
I'm still
thank
getting
you.
Them. I want them to come down there when y'all expand, and I want my job, y'all, to go out here and fight these evil, corrupt people.
Hey, what's your favorite T-shirt? You say you've got 20 of our T-shirts. Which one's your favorite?
I've been wearing that Big Brother shirt here lately, but I wear one every day, and I drive for Uber, and I drive for Uber, and I got your hat too. I got the white back you just sent to me.
Wow!
But I wear it, and I hadn't got no argument yet driving with nobody. So North Carolina's pretty Trump friendly. So
yeah. Very, you know, a lot of military people, veterans down there in North Carolina. But Chad, an Uber driver out there in North Carolina, driving around with the InfoWars shirts while he's working for Uber. Hey, Chad, thank you so much for calling. Folks, go to the InfoWars store. I'm telling you, yes, if you wear an InfoWars shirt out, yes, you will receive hate. A rioting commie, a hateful leftist might try to assault you, but you also may meet somebody who could end up being your best friend, your business partner. So, and you need to stand up and fly your flag. Don't let them censor us.
President Trump once again called Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, and now the establishment media says that Trump insulted her Native American heritage when he used the racial slur. Fact check, Elizabeth Warren is not Native American. There is zero evidence that Warren is Cherokee, yet she's claimed for years that it's part of her family folklore and that her pawpaw had high cheekbones. Warren didn't self-identify as Native American until she was 38 years old. She claimed that minority status for years in order to climb the academic ladder. And this false information wasn't something she just claimed as a student, but Warren began putting it in her professional bios for years when law schools were hungry for minority faculty. Pocahontas lied about being Native American in order to gain an unfair advantage in securing academic tenure. This means she actually stole that position from a real Native American who could have benefited from their minority status. Racist. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, this story just came across my desk. NFL to contribute $100 million to social justice causes as part of anthem protest surrender. It's too late to surrender that deal. You already blew it with that, protesting the anthem and the country. And now they're going to give a hundred. This is it. If Roger Goodell wasn't already halfway out the door of the NFL, leg in the coffin of his career as commissioner, this is it. He's done now. He's done. We've already heard the stories of Soros and Sarsour working with Kaepernick and other leftist groups working with the NFL. Now the NFL just comes out full bore and says, we're just going to donate $100 million to social justice change, which you know what that means. Anti-Trump, anti-America, pro-communist, pro-hate, leftist movements. You know, there was a caller, I don't remember what radio program I was listening to, but there was a caller that called in and was talking about how they're an artist and they love movies so much and they've always loved movies and the culture. And as everything is coming out about Hollywood and Harvey Weinstein and just all of the perversion and the corruption and just the bad character that's there, how their love and appreciation of movies and the art form and just going to the theater and watching a film, how the enjoyment has been taken out of it, how they can't even enjoy it anymore. There's like a distaste now, a disgust, something that just lingers over it, a shadow, if you will, and you can't enjoy it anymore. Was it Alex? That's what it was? I couldn't remember because when I hear a host say something, I can always remember because I hear the host's voice. When it's a caller, I listen to so much talk radio, I can't always recall what show it was on. So the caller calls into the Alex Jones Show and talks about how she can't enjoy film anymore and Hollywood. And it resonated with me so much because I have the same feeling for the NFL. Folks, I grew up in sports media. I grew up playing sports. I love sports. It's fun. I still play basketball all the time. But I loved watching football. I loved working for the NFL. It was awesome. Are you kidding me? Getting to watch football from the field? Oh my gosh. You know how many people wish they could do that? What a privilege it was to get paid to do that. I loved watching football. I loved covering football. But it's, and you know, obviously nowadays I don't have time to obsess over sports. I really don't care. But last year I'd still watch football on Sundays. I'd still enjoy it. I would still be able to tune into a game and enjoy football. And it's just sad. I can't do it like I used to. I can't turn on the television and watch football and just be totally in arrested development enjoyment anymore. You just can't do it. So, just like the caller was saying, basically the left has removed the real enjoyment and integrity and character of Hollywood. They've now done the same thing with sports, with ESPN, and specifically with the NFL. So this goes beyond boycott. And the NFL needs to realize this real quick. And I think they are. And that's why I assume Roger Goodell's life as commissioner is soon to come to an end. Because this goes beyond a boycott, folks. A boycott is one thing. A boycott can end and people can come back. If you tarnish the game, if you tarnish the actual game, if the athletes tarnish the actual event that is the focus, that is the entertainment, that draws the ire, then you destroy yourself. You have destroyed the league. Because if they come back from the boycott and start watching again, but don't enjoy it because you've tainted it that much, you have just destroyed the golden goose, just like the left does to everything else. So it's really sad to me. Yes, I know football is part of the bread and circus. Yes, I understand that cheering for a football team and obsessing over that is unhealthy and the activities of a child. But it's part of our culture. It's fun to go to a football game and have a beer with your friend and just forget about all the nonsense. But what have they done? They've injected the nonsense into football, and now they're going to contribute $100 million to social justice causes. So the NFL goes full leftist. Roger Goodell puts the nail in his own coffin, and if he's not fired soon, the NFL might as well just give up. Because you've already tainted the game where even the biggest fans can't enjoy it anymore. It's sad that this is what the left does. The left just destroys everything that is fun, everything that is the American culture. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Bobby in New Jersey. He wants to talk Las Vegas shooting. Yeah, we still don't get a motive on that 2 months later. Go ahead, Bobby.
How's it going, Owen? How's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I think it's pretty great how these don't have any.
All right, we got to dump it. Just dump it. Drop the caller. Guys, please do not curse when you come on the show. All right? I have a new rule now. If you curse, I just have to let you go. And unfortunately, I even have to do that with guests sometimes. So please no cursing on the show. Let's just move on. Let's go to John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, good deal. Good deal. Hey, Owen, thank you so much for what all y'all do. I appreciate y'all so much. You have no clue. No, I'm not alone. It's a really good thing.
Yeah, that's kind of how people feel when they first come here. It's like, yeah, other people think like me too. Wow, that's nice, isn't it?
Yes, because everybody thought that they were alone before Trump. Everybody. Yep. That matters anyway. Well, I called in over a different subject, but it gets me hot every single time. See, I watch more news than anybody else that I know of, personally anyway. But my girlfriend, she watches all the network TV shows. And so she keeps up with that, and I have to watch that along with her.
You mean like, I just want to get clarification here. You mean like reality television shows?
All types. You know, the basic cable networks, you know, the big primetime shows. She keeps up with those. And so it gives me perspective. And it's gotten to the point now where they don't care about race. They can't. There's no way. Just like you're talking about the NFL and being able to escape. Escape is not there anymore. They have totally given up on that.
No. This is a very important point. No. See, John, you're hitting an important point here that the left is so insane. They're so fully over the cliff, over the edge right now that you're 100% right. They will literally, they're so committed to this agenda that they literally commit suicide for their own political agenda. They literally are They're killing themselves for their own agenda. There's no survival instinct left. There's no instincts. There's no self-preservation left. It's literally burn everything to the ground in the name of their own misery and hatred.
Right, and bringing you down with it. They don't want you to escape. They want you to make. They want to make you feel like the world is awful right now. That you have so much to be pissed about.
And, that's the college indoctrination.
This is the time to be happy. For the first time in my life, I have a president that is I trust. Like, I honestly trust. I mean, I'm sure he has. You know, nobody's perfect, but for the first time, I feel like it's a good thing to be a patriot again, you know?
Well, and what they've done, thank you so much for the call, John. And I don't know, if he wants to hold over, okay, well... It's all right, guys. Thank you so much for the call, John. It's just crazy. They don't even realize that they're destroying themselves. They are their own worst enemy. They really are their own worst enemy. But they're going to destroy themselves. We'll be here.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen,
you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands, it is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Not content with an apology, alleged victims of Bill Clinton, Al Franken, John Conyers, Joe Barton, and others have scheduled a press conference this week in Washington, D.C. In a press release, the women say, "Our message is clear. Both Senator Franken and Congressman Conyers must resign now, and Congress must end taxpayer-funded payouts to harassment victims in an effort to silence their voices and complaints." One of the women is just the latest to come forward accusing former President Bill Clinton of sexual crimes. Leslie Milwee said she was very prepared to come forward and talk about her encounters with Bill Clinton in the 80s, but once the Monica Lewinsky story broke, she feared not only the media storm that would result, but also Hillary Clinton herself. Senator Franken is facing backlash for his lame attempt at an apology, while Congressman Conyers has stepped down as ranking member of House Judiciary Committee. So far, both lawmakers have refused to resign. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Final segment here for today. So I will get a news blitz in to clear my deck of news. North Korea says breakthrough puts U.S. mainland within range of nuclear weapons. So is this Kim Jong-un puffing up again to America, threatening America? I had a fair caller on the Alex Jones show today suggesting, is this a Gulf of Tonkin moment between North Korea and the United States? So it's all very interesting. Nobody wants war. However, I'll be honest. I'm anti-interventionist, anti-war. But with all the wars that we've launched and military expansion all over the planet, I've always said it's a total double standard not doing anything about the oppression in North Korea. Of course, that probably means having to make a deal with China. And Trump is the only one that can make that deal, so maybe now we can get something done with North Korea. But it's all developing, and North Korea launched that missile yesterday for the first time since September. And I hope that this does not escalate. However, if we've got brave, freedom-loving people that are willing to operate a coup to remove the oppressive communist regime from North Korea, I will say that I support that. I'd rather not see a larger war, though. U.S. third quarter growth revised to three-year high of 3.3%. Trump said that this was his goal. He got it done before his, as he always said, what did he always say? Ahead of schedule, under budget. And that's what he just did with the third quarter growth to a three-year high of 3.3%. Obama doesn't know what's going on. He's trying to figure out what magic wand Trump used to get this done. Obama, it doesn't take a magic wand. It takes will. That's all. And maybe a little brains, too. Ethiopia's foreign ministry says Saudi Arabia has expelled more than 1,300 citizens. So this is Saudi Arabia now removing and purging undocumented migrants from their country. Wow. Think about that development as things are beginning to change, it appears, in Saudi Arabia. But where are the leftists crying for the poor undocumented people in Saudi Arabia? So Saudi Arabia purging themselves from undocumented migrants. Here was an interesting one. Jay-Z discusses rap, marriage, and being a black man in Trump's America. And here's what I'm going to say about this. I really don't care too much about it. But I found, again, they always want to twist things. And I have to say that Matt Drudge has been doing, I love Matt Drudge, but he's kind of beginning to do this. And Drudge is a guy who reads the stories he posts. That's how you get little nuggets from his links that you don't actually see in the headlines of these stories. But this was one that I think, unfortunately, paints Jay-Z in a bad light today on the Drudge Report. I understand why he did it, because it's what the headline said. Jay-Z discusses what it's like being a black man in Trump's America. That's such a misnomer that it's offensive. Jay-Z, first of all, being a black man in Trump's America, as if that's even a thing, but Jay-Z actually addresses the questions and handles it fairly. So they're trying to make it like Jay-Z is saying that there's some sort of thing about being a black man, or there's some stigma in America now because of Trump, and he's basically just shrugs it off and is like, what? People are having a discussion on race. It's probably good. Never hits Trump, never attacks Trump, never says anything bad about Trump. But that's how they try to spin it with this headline. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people are going to see that on Drudge and think that this is Jay-Z smearing the president, when in all fairness, he didn't. He did not in this interview. So I just wanted to clarify that before people are attacking Jay-Z. I'm not standing up for Jay-Z. I'm just saying, you know, I thought he was fair in that interview. Office opens case file into accusation that Conway broke law. Now, we covered this yesterday, and this is the biggest double standard you've ever heard from Walter Schaub, who's filing a complaint against Kellyanne Conway for violating the Hatch Act, yet ignores all of the politicians and people that campaigned for Hillary Clinton, including Barack Obama. So this is just them going after conservatives with the federal government in any which way they can. Okay, this story that I'm about to read is actually huge and really deserves like a whole show. Moody's warns cities to address climate risk or face downgrades. This should be this. I mean, we're talking antitrust, discrimination. I mean, this is unbelievable. So basically what you have here, I want to get through this news, so I'm not going to pontificate too much. But Moody's Investor Services explained how it incorporates climate change into its credit ratings for state and local bonds. If cities and states don't deal with risks from surging seas or intense storms, they are at greater risk of default. So now, folks, this is literally like, I mean, this is fascism. This is communism. This is so anti, this is illegal, unconstitutional. This is discrimination. This is a hate crime, in my opinion. So now Moody's Investor Services are going to give you bad credit, give you a bad, bad interest rate, or just totally deny you a state or local bond if you don't kowtow and bow down to the fake, false narrative of man-made climate change. This is This is beyond, I mean, this is, you want to talk about fascism, folks. You want to talk about discrimination. You want to talk about politics dominating a market and trying to rig a market. That is what they're doing now.
It reminds me of the Chinese policy of affecting people's credit scores, whether or not they are a, quote, good citizen or not.
Oh, yeah. The what's it called? The social score?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is or how far it's been implemented yet in China, but I know that's something that they've been toying with for a while. So they're doing it for cities now, I guess. Moody's is, but, you know, China does it for individual citizens.
Yeah, this is communism. I mean, this is literally communism. This is like years ago when the federal government basically bullied every state into raising the drinking age to 21. They withheld highway funds until you lowered or until you raised the drinking age to 21. You can't do this. This is illegal. This is unconstitutional. So now they're trying to force you to admit man-made climate change or they're not going to do business with you and you're not going to get bonds. That's illegal. This needs to have an antitrust lawsuit slapped on it immediately. And a discrimination lawsuit, I would say, too. And perhaps even hate crimes. This is beyond communism, folks. This is beyond fascism. This is illegal. And this is what they're doing now to force and shove their fake narratives and agendas down your throat. And then try to, on top of that, create another misnomer that we deny climate change when, no, we've been the ones reporting on climate change, just denying it's man-made. You've been saying global warming for years after you said global cooling for years, and you just get proven wrong and wrong again because you can't even make a formula on science you don't have. So pay attention to that. That's going to be huge. Shock video. Students undergo disturbing sensory experiences to drive out prejudices. Yeah, so now they're basically going to clockwork orange you into hating yourself just like a good liberal does. Teachers attend... Okay, I need to take a breath for this. Teachers attend LGBDTTIQQAAPWTF sensitivity training. They've got, here's all the things represented here. They've got the lesbian, they've got the gay, now they've got gender queer, bisexual, demisexual, transgender, transsexual, two-spirit. I mean, what, questioning, allies, pansexual, okay. Liberals are literally insane. Gender-based insults to become legal offense, says Macron. So that's right. So you've got the LGBTQYZXU9 training in America. And then if you don't identify, it's so confusing now. There's all these different sexual identities now, but if you don't know it by heart, that's why they're going to start teaching it now. Because if you don't know it by heart, and you misgender someone, you're going to jail. So that's how they bring that full circle. Well, girls are now allowed in the Boy Scouts. So any sanctimony there is now being ruined. But now it's worse in Europe as Girl Guiding UK allows transgender guides to share showers and tents with girls. So if your daughter is in the Girl Guiding out there, she might be showering and, you know, she might just see a nice Johnson. Supreme Court cell phone case puts free speech, not just privacy, at risk. This is a big issue in the Supreme Court right now. But the real issue is that it's not going to be come up to the Supreme Court because individuals sign their rights away to third parties. Individuals sign their rights away to the apps they download. So the Supreme Court, I don't know if they can step in. That does it for today's show. Come back tomorrow. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels.
Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/